3, 2, 1. It's your pal Sully, and it is always a wonderful day when I get to have a conversation with Rick Limpert. Do it every week, and wherever you may be listening to this conversation, we're glad that you join us and hope that you continue to do so. Rick Limpert covers sports, technology, and a number of other things. Based out of here in Atlanta, writes for a number of different publications. And the hub for all things Rick, ricklimpert.info. WirelessWednesday.live is happening as well. And Rick, the month of April, April 15th, fast approaching, taxes coming. Have you done your taxes yet?
No, I'm starting to work on it. I just want to apologize to all the listeners, Sully, because usually we talk about positive things and fun, cool gadgets or tech on here. So it's kind of a downer to have to talk about taxes. But I don't know how you approach your taxes. We're going to try to maybe make it a little easier for the average citizen out there.
Well, hopefully we can find some ways for the government to return some of the money that it's taken from us. That's usually something that people look forward to. But let's start out with our top tip, or your top tip, for filing taxes in 2017. And really, this is kind of a no-brainer, but a lot of people don't do it.
Yeah, I get a lot of pitches about the tax software and tax apps and stuff. And the one thing that they are unanimously across the board, they've been saying in the information I received, is file as early as possible this year, because they're adding some new scrutiny and some new checks and balances to the taxes, they say. Identity theft is rampant out there. So I think the earlier you get it in and get it taken care of, I think the better.
I do have mine in, and I'm excited about what the government will be returning to me. So I'm very pleased with that, and also pleased to see some technological advances with taxes. Every year there's something different, and people coming up with ways to make it easier, because there are a lot of difficulties that people have in filing their taxes. IBM's Watson, the Watson computer, is going to be doing taxes now.
Yeah, Watson's done a lot of things. It's played chess. It's run simulations on various things. This is kind of the first step to maybe we're not going to do our own taxes anymore. A robot or a computer is going to do them for us, and then we'll just get the end result. I don't know. I think we're a long way from that happening. But, the Watson technology has been implemented in retail stores to improve customer service, and now it's going to be deployed with H&R Block as kind of a check for the tax preparers across the country that are going to be filing upwards maybe of 11 million tax returns done by H&R Block. So we'll see how this works out. We'll see kind of after tax season what the ramifications and results of this are. But I think the IBM's Watson, they're trying to get the most out of this technology as they can.
Anything to make it easier, and I'm sure that a lot of people are looking for ways to make it easier. And one big way is with some of the big name, big house tax operations out there. TurboTax, one of them. Quick, inexpensive. A lot of people choose to use this. I'm one of them, Rick. How big is TurboTax, and why should people consider it?
Well, that's huge. And, you know, 10, 15 years ago, TurboTax was kind of a game changer. It allowed the average person to feel comfortable and maybe not overwhelmed by doing their taxes. Now it's done by app. There's a TurboTax app that a lot of people use. You can take pictures of your W-2s and do it automatically, file kind of the things for you if you have a very simple tax return that you're doing. And it's free a lot of times. If you have a very simple tax return, you can do it through TurboTax and not have to pay the big money for the software. So this has been pretty much a hit with people like yourself, and I think TurboTax. There's a few tax prep apps and software out there. TurboTax, I think, is possibly the most user friendly, and it's the most popular. A lot of people integrate it with their business accounting software. So it's been a good fit.
You can follow Rick on Twitter. His handle on there is Rick Roswell, posting all throughout the week some of the great stuff that he's covering. Talking a little taxes today as we fast approach April the 15th. Talk about this It's Deductible app and what it does and how it might help someone.
Yeah, if you're a homeowner now, it's pretty advantageous to itemize when you do your taxes. So keeping track of all your deductibles, it can be difficult. So this app kind of helps you do that. It's free. It helps you track everything from like donations you make to charities to mileage to other write-offs you might have. It gives you a suggested resale value of a deduction you might have, and then it gets plugged into this app, and then throughout the whole year it'll track it, and then you'll be able to generate kind of what your totals will be at the end of the year. It makes You know, that having that shoebox Sully full of receipts can be a real pain, and you lose it. It's not organized. But I think for tax, getting them, doing your taxes the best and easiest way, it's imperative to be organized, and these apps kind of help do that. And it's deductible. It's pretty easy to use, and it's, again, integrated with TurboTax, so it makes things really easy.
Probably some wonderful metadata gobbled up on that app as well, right?
Yeah, how many deductions do you have each year, Sully? I know you're you don't have the travel deduction, but do you have anything since you're when you're tooling around town that you keep track of?
Oh, there's probably a Chick-fil-A or a stop at a Starbucks that are deductible, but those receipts usually just end up getting vacuumed up at the gas station when I'm cleaning out my car.
Yeah, those lottery tickets aren't tax deductible, Sully.
Well, you know, I'm just happy to be paying taxes one way or the other. We all have to contribute somehow. How about this Expensify app? And this is can this tell people what they can write off as expenses?
Yeah, similar to the it's deductible. If you have to track expenses for people that travel, for people that maybe drive a lot around town, keep track of mileage again, you can scan your receipts, scan your records in. It'll integrate it with your bank accounts, and you can also help keep track of your credit card expenses on this. So this is a free version. It allows 10 scans a month. If you're more of a power user and you have more than that, you know, upgrades cost anywhere from $5 to $9 a month. So really for under $100, keeping track of all your expenses, not having to pay someone to do it, or not, you know, missing out on something in the volume of expenses you might have, this would pay for itself. So Expensify, look this up. It's a pretty good app for a lot of things. Even if you're running a small business or keeping track of kids' expenses, that type of thing, this will do that.
So question for you, Rick, have you filed your taxes yet? And if the answer is no, when do you typically do it each year?
I haven't done it yet because I have, since I'm, you know, a contract employee or self-employed, I have a lot of different tax documents that sometimes take a little longer to reach me. I think I have everything now, or we'll be able to print everything out now. So usually at the end of February we do it, and we usually have our return, if we have a return, by the end of March. So we usually put that towards our spring break trip of some sort. So we kind of have the system figured out a little bit.
Ah, and where is the spring break trip scheduled this year, Rick?
No, we don't know yet. We've been kind of just starting to look around and just kind of see what we're doing. Last year we did a drive to Biloxi in New Orleans for a week, and we had a good time. So we might drive somewhere, maybe up to the Carolinas this year or somewhere around there, and just kind of explore a little bit.
The sand in the beach really just seems to remedy so many ills in this world. You mentioned New Orleans, Rick. That's the site of this weekend's NBA All-Star game taking place at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. I'm just happy that there's a big event happening and it's not in Los Angeles or New York.
Yeah, I'm just happy to hear the word Smoothie King sometimes as an alternative to Starbucks some mornings when you need that, when you need those vitamins in you. I predict the final score is going to be about 186 to 178. So that's, I don't know who's going to win, but it's going to be high scoring.
Well, you were right on your Super Bowl prediction, sadly, and we won't discuss that in any further detail. But I hope that people write off whatever they can, and just double check with your accountant if you have any questions. And I can tell you this firsthand. Don't mess with the IRS. They will find out about the naughty things that you have done and any taxes that you have failed. So get straight with them. Get on the straight and narrow. Do your civic duty. Pay your taxes. And make sure you visit ricklimpert.info. WirelessWednesday.live as well to learn about the great things that Rick is covering this week related to your taxes. Thank you as always, my friend.
Thanks, Sal. We'll talk next week.
All right, brother. Nice, man. That was fun.
That was, you can turn a tax segment into laughing and having fun. That's always good.